Nolte, family of Marine killed in botched Afghanistan withdrawal sues Alec Baldwin. By John Nolte on August 31, 2022. Embattled actor Alec Baldwin is being sued by the family of a U.S. Marine killed during his fraudulency Joe Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. The fallen Marine, 20-year-old Riley McCollum, was among 13 U.S. service members killed in a suicide bombing in Kabul. At least 20 more Marines were wounded, and 170 or more Afghanis were killed. Had McCollum lived another 3 weeks, he would have met his daughter, Levi Riley Rose, born just weeks after his death. Suing Baldwin are Riley's sister, Royce, and his widow, Gianna. After Riley's death, his 23-year-old sister launched a GoFundMe for her family. Baldwin donated $5,000. Later Baldwin discovered that Royce was one of the Trump supporters protesting vote fraud on January 6 and, at least according to the lawsuit, launched a public campaign to make her life miserable. Although she was not arrested and said she did not enter the Capitol, the lawsuit says Baldwin used his Instagram account to falsely accuse her of being a rioter. "When I sent the dollar for your late brother, out of real respect for his service to this country, I didn't know you were a January 6 rioter," he wrote to her in a private message. She responded with, "Protesting is perfectly legal in the country, and I've already had my sit-down with the FBI. Thanks, have a nice day." Rageaholic Baldwin responded, "I don't think so. Your activities resulted in the unlawful destruction of government property, the death of a law enforcement officer, an assault on the certification of the presidential election." He then added this, "I reposted your photo. Good luck." In other words, he reposted her photo to his 2.4 million followers. Per the lawsuit, within 20 minutes, Royce received hostile, aggressive, hateful messages from his followers. The crux of the suit appears to be this: Baldwin falsely accused Royce of destroying government property, causing the death of a law enforcement officer. "I'm not going to comment on the merits of the lawsuit. I'm not a lawyer. But what kind of unfeeling jerk attacks a woman who just lost her brother this way? What a cruel bully. And he's bullying her by way of guilt by association. Something he would never do to a Black Lives Matter protester after one of their many riots." Baldwin didn't care that she was mourning a brother she obviously loved. Instead, he saw this as an opportunity to harass and open up to a public shaming one of them, one of those others. And he threw away whatever humanity he had left to do it. He did this even though there is no proof this young woman was arrested or did anything other than participate in the peaceful part of that mostly peaceful protest. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.